This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister said India has the triple strength of diversity, demand and scale in the food sector. Addressing the World Food India 2025 program in New Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister said India is the most attractive investment destination due to diversity, demand and innovation. He said India has continuously been contributing to global food security.
आज दुनिया और खासकर फूड सेक्टर से जुड़ा इन्वेस्टर बहुत उम्मीद से देख रहा है क्योंकि भारत के पास डाइवर्सिटी डिमांड और स्केल की तिहरी शक्ति है। भारत में हर अनाज की हर फल और सब्जी की पैदावार होती है। इस डाइवर्सिटी की वजह से भारत दुनिया में सबसे खास है। भारत में विभिन्न तरह के खानों की जबरदस्त डिमांड होती है। ये डिमांड भारत को एक कॉम्पिटिटिव एज देती है और इन्वेस्टर के लिए भारत को एक प्रीफर्ड डेस्टिनेशन भी बना।
The today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for develop than 1.22 lakh crore rupees from Banswara, Rajasthan. The projects include Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project at Napla, several projects in the fields of solar energy, drinking water, healthcare, infrastructure and national highways. The Prime Minister also flagged off three new railway services in Rajasthan and announced the launch of power projects worth over 90,000 crore rupees across Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Maharashtra. Addressing a large gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, His government is working with a spirit of service for the welfare of all sections of the society. External Affairs Ministry has informed that three container loads of relief materials reached Kabul, Afghanistan today via the Chabahar port and were handed over to Afghan authorities. This assistance is part of India's ongoing humanitarian support following the recent earthquake in the region. The consignment included food items, water purifiers, protein powder, tin sheets, sleeping bags, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generator sets, family tents, blankets, essential medicines and other medical supplies. In Leh, following the violent incidents and protests, the situation remained normal and under control today, a report.
The business establishments and all educational institutions were closed for safety and security purposes in Leh today. In District Kargil, similar type of restrictions were also imposed to maintain law and order. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kevinder Gupta, chaired a high-level security meeting to assess the emerging situation across Ladakh. Keeping in view the prevailing situation in Leh district, all educational institutions, Anganwadi centers, colleges, coaching centers within Leh district shall remain closed for 2 days with effect from 26th September 2025. Akashwani News, Khurshid Yusuf, Leh, Ladakh.
Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil jointly launched the National Initiative on Water Security in New Delhi today. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Chauhan said that a fixed portion of funds will now be mandatorily spent on water conservation works under MGNREGA. He also added that 65% of MGNREGA funds will be allocated for water-related works in over-exploited and critical rural blocks, while 40% of funds will be spent on water conservation in semi-critical rural blocks. In the Asia Cup Super 4 match, chasing a victory target of 136 runs set by Pakistan, Bangladesh was 61 for 4 in 10.4 overs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium when reports last came in. Batting first, Pakistan were restricted to 135 for 8 in 20 overs, with Bangladesh's Taskeen Ahmed picking up 3 crucial wickets. The result of this match will determine the second finalist for the Asia Cup, with India already having secured their spot in the final. In ISSF Junior World Cup, Indian shooters clinched all 3 podium spots in the women's 50-meter prone rifle shooting event at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in New Delhi. Anushka Thokur won the gold medal, edging out compatriot Anshika, who got the silver. Adya Agrawal claimed the bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.